I think when, if you want to look at comparables, waste management and recycling is the key one. And there's a few areas that are, I would expect to see growth. And we've seen a huge development in terms of maturity over the last few years. So it's like the waste management and recycling. So you see, for example, this is a volumes business, and collection capacity has got, and the price of certain kinds of materials as a commodity has gotten to a level that actually it makes business sense to invest in infrastructure in Nigeria.
This is Climate Opportunity.
Climate Opportunity.
Climate Opportunity Podcast.
Hello, Climate Opportunists. Thank you for joining me on another very exciting episode of Climate Opportunity Podcast. Today, I got to sit down and have a conversation with Natalie, who leads the Circular Economy Innovation Partnership in Lagos, Nigeria. And together, we uncovered what her work has been and the progress she's made in, you know, mainstreaming circularity and circular economy in Nigeria. Not to talk too much, I'd let you take it away from here. Thank you, Natalie, for joining me today on Climate Opportunity Podcast. It's good to have you. So I know you, I've been following you for a while, I've worked with you, but quite a number of my community or audience do not know you. And principally, or let me say as a matter of principle, I love to let people introduce themselves because I believe that introductions are like stories and they're very personal and no one can tell your story better than you. So I'd like you to introduce yourself.
Okay, great. Hi, first of all, I'm really happy to be speaking with you today, Daniel, and it's always a joy to be working with you. My name is Natalie Beinisch. I'm Executive Director of Circular Economy Innovation Partnership. And our work at Circular Economy Innovation Partnership focuses on research, advocacy, and program facilitation that is all to do with promoting circular business and investment opportunity in Lagos specifically, but also Nigeria more broadly. On a personal note, I'm from Canada originally, but I've lived in many places, including Japan and the UK, Singapore and the Netherlands. And I have three children who are all boys, and I love to run.
Oh, great. Thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. And thank you for mentioning that you'd like to run, or love to run, rather. So let me start from a little bit of basics, right? You lead the Circular Economy Innovation Partnership in Lagos, Nigeria. I don't want to assume that everyone listening to this podcast understands what circularity and circular economy is. So would you want to do like an overview or just like an introduction, like for a dummy, something like an introduction to circular economy for a dummy?
Sure, I can do my best. I think we hear more and more about circular economy these days, but quite simply speaking, what circular, I think circular economy is best understood in contrast to our current way of producing and undertaking economic activities, which is the sort of taking resources, making something from them, and disposing them in landfills. And what happens there is that it leads to high emissions because we're taking materials from the environment, but it also creates a lot of health and safety risks when we dispose of materials in landfills, because landfills just also produce many emissions, but it's also very unhygienic and unsafe. So if we think of circular economy in contrast to that, what's fundamental about it is about eliminating materials and eliminating emissions from economic processes. So we, instead of taking, making, disposing, we are thinking about how we're reducing or refusing to use materials in the first place. And we're trying to reclaim those materials once we start to use them or produce them and market them in the supply chain.
Thank you so much. And my follow-up question will then be, why Lagos?
Why are we focusing on circular economy in Lagos?
Yes, that's my question.
Well, I think for many reasons. I think Lagos is, from a Nigeria standpoint, is the hub of economic activity. It's a highly I think there's highly energetic entrepreneurial people living throughout Lagos and highly innovative as well. I think something that's fundamental about circular economy and circular business models is it requires new ways of thinking, new ways of working together, and new ways of doing things. We see this most in Lagos State, that there's a huge type of dynamism here and a willingness and an interest to work together to create new solutions that also generate value.
Wow, that's incredible. You just mentioned the fact that there's willingness and there's a lot of collaboration ongoing to create alternative value that's out of tangent with what we used to know. Can you paint a picture of what your work has been like in the time that you've been working here, the partnerships that you've been able, just like an overview of your success story in Lagos?
Maybe I'll point to a few of the projects that we've worked on to try and illustrate this. So I mentioned before that the work that we carry out is related to research and advocacy and program facilitation. Mm-hmm. So I think on the advocacy and the program facilitation side, Lagos State has been very, very willing partners to look at this issue and have been open to exploring what circular economy is, even without really understanding what exactly could happen from an economic standpoint out of it. So that just clearly there's an interest at the state level and a willingness at the state level to invest in ideas that are on paper, at least, or in theory, could be beneficial for Lagosians. And I think that's already a really great start. Through that work, in terms of, we've set up projects called, for example, Circular Lagos, which again, Lagos State Government was very focused on creating opportunities that bring people together. So their argument was that actually many things are happening in Lagos to reduce waste, to improve economic processes or industrial processes. How do we start to work together to do this? And we've, through this partnership, we've set up just very basic tools like a website that provides information about the circular economy and circular business models in Lagos. This is called circularlagos.com, but also profiles the businesses that are working there. I'll stop now because I'm probably talking too long.
So I love the fact that you mentioned that you're trying to build a community, which is what the profile looks like, profile of circular businesses, designing circular solutions to normal traditional problems in the Lagos economy. So my next question will then be, because this is Climate Opportunity Podcast, right? And it's all about highlighting the opportunities that comes with climate change. I want to say, what are the opportunities that you have seen in this space of time and in what you've done? What are the opportunities for those who are probably standing, you know, just standing by, for the standbys and who probably don't know what it looks like on the inside? What are the opportunities that outsiders can begin to look at in the circular economy, especially in Lagos?
Yeah, that's a really great question. And I think links to another kind of project that we're working on with the Nigeria Climate Innovation Center as well, which is an open innovation program. And where I think we see the most opportunities are actually, they're housed in large businesses, because large businesses have environmental challenges that they need to address, either if it's because they have commitments through global commitments or through shareholder commitments. They have to clean up their act. Mm-hmm. So through, just by understanding and listening to the problems of large businesses, an entrepreneur can really take advantage of an opportunity and exploit an opportunity to deliver a service to them. And that's one of the projects that we're working on through Open Innovation, is to make sure that we can articulate those challenges of large businesses and match them to entrepreneurs that are working in this space.
I love how you've made it very clear that we can, you know, people will usually not want to agree with you. People would usually want to say, let's start from the small things, but you are looking at the big guys who have the big issues and then using the small guys to solve those problems. So in the end, it's finding the middle ground for the big boys and the small guys to, you know, partner and drive things forward. How important is policy and regulation to driving circularity in a place like Lagos?
It's fundamental. You do need an enabling environment to drive circular economy. But I wouldn't I think there's sort of two elements to this. It's fun because there's, you know, policy covers a number of different areas. Mm-hmm. I think in Lagos State, for example, there's just existential need. So we need to address issues related to waste management and recycling. It's obvious. Is any level of policy going to help us to do this? I don't know. I think this comes really from schemes like EPR, Extended Producer Responsibility, which can channel funding to new solutions. But we have to remember, in a context like Nigeria, it's a developing economy, the strength of these instruments is not always, it can't be relied on, because when you're talking policy, you also need enforcement. So I think the mix of having a willing government, a willing policy environment that's mixed with active business that's willing to implement that policy or live in the spirit of that policy, as well as good financing tools that enable entrepreneurs to have access to capital to build solutions is what's really, really important.
Okay, great. I'd like to just pivot into, because I know a couple of work you've been doing, and I know that you have interacted with a lot of players on the field. Tell me about the impact in terms of maybe wealth creation, because I know that you've dealt with a lot of small businesses and maybe medium scale businesses. What kind of results are you seeing on the field? How is circular economy creating wealth for people at the bottom of the pyramid?
That's a really great question. I don't know if I'm in a position to answer it. I think organizations like the Lagos Recyclers Association are closer and really working at the to represent those interests and to build opportunities for organizations and kind of micro enterprises that are collecting. What I can say here is that there's tremendous focus on assuring that there's representation of those interests, especially as when we look at waste management, new types of kind of waste disposal are being champions, such as household segregation, which can distance the informal sector from valuable waste streams. I think also work around kind of championing more awareness and more information about what prices are of materials so that the informal sector can lobby actively to make sure that they receive like fair pay for the work that they're doing is really, really important. I have to stress, this is not the work that I do, but our counterparts do, and they're working vigorously to make sure these things happen.
Yeah, thank you. So going back to your work, I just want you to share what would be the top three or two insights that you have gained in this time of working with all these communities, in building communities, in supporting the development of entrepreneurs through the Loop Lab and several other projects you have successfully carried out. What would be the two most important insights you want to share about the circular economy?
I guess it's a good question. I feel like I could talk, reflect on this for hours, but maybe the two that I feel like we want to drive forward is continuing to work on changing mindsets around business so that people can trust one another with information, that they can trust one another to work together and see that this, even though there's competition that, and we want to encourage competition, but there's also value in working together. So this is something that I feel we need to work on continuously and is work we're doing through organizations are setting up like the circular business platform. So that's one element. And I think maybe to give an example of this is where the other issue that we have identified through doing the work on incubation is that really access to finance remains a critical issue. Mm-hmm. And access to finance is not just like, you know, who do we need is like a VC investor or something like that. There's really the very basic types of financing that are not available to entrepreneurs in Nigeria, which would be available to, you know, when they're being compared to entrepreneurs, let's say in the Netherlands, that have huge amounts of public financing that you know, go behind in terms of R&D before you even a product reaches to market. So making sure and lobbying collectively to make sure that those kind of financing and technologies and tools and resources are available to circular economy entrepreneurs is like mission critical, and something that I hope that we can continue to work on together to assure that circular economy entrepreneurs have all access to all resources available to them.
Yeah, I think I totally agree with you that we need to commit. We need climate finance. Climate finance has to go to circular economy and circularity-based entrepreneurs. And we need the best form of encouragement we can give them. Because from my experience, every time people meet circular economies, circular entrepreneurs, everyone is usually excited to tell them about the great things they are doing and how nice their works are. But those compliments would not translate into the bottom line, which is profit and, you know, the ability to break even at the end of the day. But if you will describe these entrepreneurs that you've worked with over, you know, the last couple of months and weeks, how would you describe, what's the mood like? Yeah, this is one question I wanted to ask you. What is the mood like in the secular community?
That's a good question. I think we're in a great period where it's kind of party time because there's lots of events. So things seem like they're happening and you see more investor interest, but that's still, we don't see that materializing yet into the resources that I believe entrepreneurs need. And I think there's two prongs here. One is the investment in R&D, which is critical. And I wouldn't say it's necessarily no strings attached, but is really grant type of funding that is absolutely necessary. And the second is kind of more a debt or slightly grant linked funding, which is more in terms of purchasing equipment to ensure that companies can scale. I think from a mood sense, I think maybe there are some frustrations that we can't touch that capital yet and we're still working on it, but we are seeing some success stories and that's very motivating. So for example, organizations like Caltani have been very successful in their fundraising, Hinckley as well. And I think these are great motivations that we can see, but it's also a question of, you have to work for it. You have to show that the business model works, that that the clients are there and that the clients benefit from the business. So I think it's an optimism mixed with some frustrations. Plus, you know, life is always, it's tough in Nigeria, you know, yeah. Forex issues and inflation issues and so forth really make this a very, very difficult work environment, you know, broadly speaking. So that also filters into any conversations we have around circular economy too.
Okay, I totally agree with you. These frustrations are real and the concerns you've raised are pretty much very, very apparent. Given all of that, we've seen solar go from that distant idea to become a mainstream solution. Almost everywhere in the world now and beginning to gain a lot of momentum here in the Global South. If you want to give a timeline, how soon do you think that we can begin to see circular-based solutions at the level where solar is right now to become a mainstream solution in a place like maybe Lagos or Nigeria? How many years do you think of work? Because you mentioned this is a lot of hard work. And in a lot of instances, we have to show that the numbers make sense before the investors begin to take us seriously. We have to really demonstrate that this is business and there's profit and it's possible. How long do you think we are to that point?
Yeah, I think so. Circular economy is a much broader area than solar. So it really depends what you're talking about when we're talking about circular business models. Mm-hmm. I would also like to say, you know, solar is enjoying growth, but it's still not anywhere close to being mainstream in Nigeria. I think we're just starting to hear that, okay, it can be profitable. There's some business growth, but we're still not there yet in terms of seeing it as a mainstream solution. Yeah. So many people still say that this is still an early kind of alternative energy, and there is a lot of work that remains to be done. I think when, if you want to look at comparables, waste management and recycling is the key one, and there's a few areas that are, I would expect to see growth, and we've seen a huge development in terms of maturity over the last few years. So it's like the waste management and recycling. So you see, for example, this is a volumes business, and collection capacity has got, and the price of certain kinds of materials as a commodity has gotten to a level that actually it makes business sense to invest in infrastructure in Nigeria. This is great because it means more capex in Nigeria, more local operation, more value add happening in Nigeria. So this is very, very, very exciting, but we're still at the very early stages of that. The other area which I would hope see more growth is around waste to energy, because clearly waste is an issue, and access to energy is a massive issue as well. We see a lot of exciting projects that are focused on this topic, and some great technologies, but I think there are still some challenges from an infrastructure standpoint, and also from a business, like a business stock standpoint. So it's the costs are still kind of too prohibitive in some cases to make economic sense to invest. But I do hope in the near future, we'll see some good examples of this in Nigeria.
All right, we're hopeful. And the beautiful thing is work is ongoing. We're not stopping, we're not slowing down, and we'll certainly get there. And, you know, we might be surprised, you know, things could happen faster than we project, and it would be slower than we project, but either ways, we're going forward. The next question I have two more questions to ask you. These are usual questions on the show. The first one would be, where do you see your organization in the next 5 years? CEIP, where do you want to be in the next 5 years?
Where do I want to be in the next 5 years? Well, I think it's less about our organization, I guess, and it's more to see, because it's the success of the community and the success of the business is how I would guess I would measure it. So if we see more funding for entrepreneurs, more mature businesses in this space, and a growth of businesses that have, I think, convincing models, I think that would be the most exciting thing. So that we have the funding channels, that the pipeline is established, and that the growth opportunities are there for those businesses is where I would love to see things happening in 5 years.
Okay, great. Now, I just remembered I wanted to ask you to elaborate on one thing. I know it's new and it's recently launched, but I am hoping that there will be people here who need to take advantage of that platform. Can you just elaborate in 1 minute about your circular business platform?
Sure, I'll do my best. So the circular business platform is a platform that's intended to promote circular business and investment opportunity. We have three streams of work that are attached to it. So one is related to community development, growing communities that are working on circular economy issues, and to connect them to create new business opportunities. The second is around business growth and investment, so developing and implementing projects that serve circular businesses, whether these are small businesses and startups or larger ones as well. And then the third one is policy advocacy, or I think what we're looking at specifically is policy implementation, a circular business dialogue with Lagos State Government to evaluate the success of different kinds of policies that have been introduced to support the circular economy. So the first one we're looking at there is e-waste in partnership with LESEPA. And we look forward to pushing this agenda with your viewers as well. There's no organization too big or too small to take part.
Wow, incredible. I just feel like there will be a need for me to bring you back to come talk about this, as just like sit down and talk about this alone. You know, and I think that would happen maybe when you've launched fully and, you know, you're fully operational in that regard. I think I would want to bring you back to come talk about the circular business platform. All right. So we've been here for quite a while. My last question to you would be, if you would want to recommend one or two persons to come to this podcast, who would they be?
Oh, it's a good question. So I think I would recommend the startups in our network as being great. So do you need me to record it, or do you want me to send you an email with some names, suggested names?
You can mention their names now, it's fine.
Okay, so for example, Bolaji Alonge, who does Jubi Spirits, is a very, like, he's a very engaging speaker. Okay. I would also highly recommend Akintunde Disu, who runs Pop Beach Club, because he's a circular economy. Well, he's I wouldn't say circular economy advocate, but he is, but he's also advocating a lot of work on plastic credits and supporting beach cleanup that way and in community engagement with that. And it's highly innovative what he's doing and extremely, how do you say, motivating, inspiring, that's the right word. Who else is great to talk to? Oh, it's kind of a thing that in 10 minutes from now, I'll have like a bunch of names and I'll send you.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Natalie. It's been absolutely inspiring talking to you and learning about circularity and circular economy in Lagos. What would be your final words here?
It's been great working with you, Daniel. It's great to have partners in crime on this work. We can't do it alone. We have to do it together. We have to get the word out. We have to fight the good fight to push business opportunity, specifically clean business opportunity, together. And I'm really happy to continue working with you.
Thank you so much, Natalie, for coming. And thank you for the partnership in crime that we hope to continue into the nearest future. It's been incredible speaking with you. I have learned a lot. Like I said, I would really like to have you back to talk about the Circular Business Platform on another episode of the show somewhere down the line. Thank you so much for the time, and thank you for what you're doing in Lagos and in Africa. Well done. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Daniel.
I guess we'll see you again then.
We'll see you soon, yes.
Thank you.